Can you tell us a little bit about The Heiresses?
The Heiresses is a film from Paraguay, which is itself something unusual. There are not many films made in our country, but I had the great chance of working in a co-production with other countries, with Norway, Germany, France, Uruguay, and Brazil. In order to shoot this film in Paraguay, it's mainly almost 100% female cast, and it was a story I had written in the last... It took me about 3.5 years to write, and it's a story, it's an intimate story of a woman and her process of, in a way, freedom.
It's interesting to see a film mostly about elderly women coming from a young man. So what inspired you to write that kind of story?
I was inspired by many conversations and many women I met when I heard conversations when I was a child. I grew up in a family full of women, mother, grandmother, great aunties, neighbors, and all these women talking. You know, in Latin America, people talk a lot. So I always had these conversations in my head. And when I had to write a story, they came to my mind. Straight away, when you face a white paper, you only want to go to safe places. And more than anything, I remember these conversations, this world of women. And also, for me, Paraguay is a country of women. I mean, even though we look like a very macho society, the ones building the internal fiber of society have always been women, mainly because we are a country that had big wars. And the ones always recovering the country were women.
Was it difficult to find funding for a film that's entirely about older women and also lesbian older women, which makes it quite unconventional?
I think we were lucky. We found, because on the whole process of writing, we found great partners in every country that were able to defend the film. And so I know it takes long because Paraguay doesn't have its own funding. So it took a long time to finance, mainly because the main country, the main producer, is not a country where cinema is a profession yet. I mean, we don't have a cinema law, we don't have a cinema institute, we don't have funding. But as soon as we found partners abroad that were interested in this story, the funding came along quite fast, I will say, compared to some projects that take ages to fund.
I heard that the actress who plays Chela has never acted before. So how did you find the actors for this?
I found Chela through a friend that read the script, a friend I really trust, and he recommended her. And of course, this is also a story of class. And in many ways, when you don't have professional actors in cinema, class is very difficult to fake. So I knew I had to look for a woman in a certain social circle in Paraguay, a woman that could understand the way this Chela character will behave, the distances between her and the maid and their friends and everything. Also the way, the kind of Spanish that we talk in different circles in Paraguay is always different. So finding her was not very difficult for me, thanks to this friend. And with her, we cast the rest of the film because the film depended so much on her. I asked her to create with me a casting system that we could understand her feelings with other people around her. For example, Chiquita, Patty, everyone, Angie, everyone was cast with Chela herself.
I thought it was interesting that it is about the lesbian couple, Chela and Chiquita, because I would usually expect a circle of old women to be very conservative. Is there more acceptance of homosexuality in the Paraguayan society than we might see over here?
I think, in a way, a class protects their own. So, of course, I think the class of Chela and Chiquita feel comfortable, as long as they are not very obvious. I mean, this is a very repressed relationship as well, and we're talking about a lesbian relationship, but almost like a prison, you know. And in the film, find them in a fading moment also of the relationship. So for me, all those components just add layers to also talk about a very repressed society. I feel that there is no an acceptance of the group, of the social group, of the relationship between Chela and Chiquita, but they would always try to ignore it. And I think that was the most honest way to talk about a lesbian relationship in that class, in that specific country.
What attracted you to telling a story about the higher classes?
I have seen many times, I don't know how it is in Australia, but many European festivals, funds, and producers, they really encourage this exotic view of Latin America. You know, let's look at the green, the Amazons, the Indians, the poverty. And I don't mind it. I think it's great. But on the other hand, there are other stories that happen. And in many ways, the poverty exists because there is a useless ruling class that doesn't know how to deal with building a better society. And I belong to that ruling class in many ways. I was born in a very privileged background. I didn't want to tell a story judging my social class, but I said there is a story here that probably will help us to rethink the way we relate to each other. So for a Paraguayan audience, there are many metaphors and there are many things in the film, in its repression, in its aim of freedom, in its desire, that I work around in the film that has to do mainly with this class I belong to.
Why did you decide to make the film with no non-diegetic music?
And this has to do with the purpose of really trying to not manipulate anything, not even the music. I mean, you will see in the film, we try to make it really organic, everything that's happening. Like sometimes when you study script, it's like there has to be this moment where all the emotions are going and it has to be really strong and people have to cry or people have to laugh or people have to, in a way, feel things according to the way a director is manipulating the story. And I really think in this case, it was very important not to manipulate anything and just try to let the story flow as natural as possible and try to also make people, invite people to this world without judgment. I mean, in many ways, the characters like the old ladies that are awful, the way they talk about each other, the way Pituca talks about her friends. Mm-hmm. But I think there is no judgment. People end up loving Pituca. I mean, if I tell you what she will have to say, you will hate her. Mm-hmm. But in a way, in the film, you see this woman and she comes across as anybody's grandmother in Paraguay. So all my friends love her. And mm-hmm. I was at some point worried, will they hate this woman? Will she be too bad? But no, it works differently. And I like that.
Can you talk a bit about your approach to visual style? I thought that the film was very interior and very claustrophobic.
From the very beginning, of course, the film was almost like from a closet. You know, it was shot with that idea, and I built all the visuals with the art director, Carlos Patusa, and also the images with the director of photography, Luis Arteaga. We work a lot together with both of them for more than a decade. So we know each other very well. And I think there was they both understood the story very well. And we could really work in a way that we didn't need to show too much to do establishing shots or anything, because this is a story of a woman that is in a prison in her own house.